from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Buffalo. And I was just wondering your emotions when you found out. Were you happy, sad? Were you surprised? Did you maybe see it coming? What were your emotions when you heard about the trade?
Yeah, a little surprised. I wasn't really expecting to get traded, but super excited too at the same time. I think I'm coming to a team where there's a lot of excitement around, and I think it's gonna be a great spot.
Were you able? I mean, what kind of things did Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff talk to you about once you got a chance to talk to them?
They were kind of more letting me, soak it all in, but they're excited to have me and I'm excited to be there too. So, hopefully it's a good fit.
Hey, Ryan, Lance in the Buffalo News. Welcome. When it comes to really the last 2 years, getting all the experience that you have, versatility, playing in different situations. When it comes to playing center in particular, how do you feel like you've really established yourself, as that middle six guy who can play with basically anyone, whether it be Drysdale or Fogle or other guys that you've had the opportunity with these last couple of years?
It's been great to be able to play with a lot of those guys. I think my game, I try to play with a lot of speed and I try to play kind of the defensive side of the puck, but I'm kind of working on that offensive still. So, just kind of the confidence of having to, play with Drysdale and such a demanding player and he wants you to make so many great plays. And, you gotta do those if you want to play with them. So, the experience I think is really going to help me.
You talk about the offensive piece of it, but I mean, like playmaking, so much of the foundation of your game is – I mean, you make a very significant impact on the offensive side. So in your opinion, what's that next step for you when it comes to, I'm sure point production is what you're referring to?
Yeah, I think scoring more goals. I kind of try to make a habit of, shooting the puck more and getting to the net more. So, I think anytime you could, chip in offensively and score a goal, it's going to help the team. So just kind of looking to do more of that.
What were your impressions of the Sabres? You guys had some interesting games the last couple of years in particular. The one where you had to, get off the ice in overtime and get back on. I mean, what did you just think about, the style of play that you're expecting from them and just the personnel, some of the guys that you're going to be with, now moving forward?
Yeah, they look great. A lot of skill in that team. They got a lot of skill in the back end too, which is it's going to be fun to play with that. A lot of good puck movers, guys who skate, so. Just kind of seeing where I could fit in and I think it's going to be, they're a younger team obviously than before in Edmonton. So, I'm super excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. You're very good at face-offs. I was just wondering how you've honed that part of your game, how you've worked on it over the years and become, over 50% guy.
I think it's, it takes time. It's kind of tough. Coming to the league, maybe the linesmen don't give you as much respect either, so it's tough on that part. But my brother's a great face-off guy. I've worked with him a ton. Just kind of getting tips from different guys throughout my career, and just kind of you know, really trying to dig in the draws, and you know how important it is to start with the puck and the possession game. So anytime, you know, we could win a faceoff, it's huge.
I guess you grew up in Mississauga. Did you come to Buffalo a lot growing up? Like, do you have any connections to the area, the city?
My brother played at Canisius College, so he was there for 4 years. So I was down there quite a bit watching him play. Yeah.
Did you ever play any youth tournaments here or anything?
Trying to think. Not that I can really remember. Typically, we went to more like the Detroit areas to play. So I'm sure I was probably, you know, was in there at some point.
Thank you.
Brian, welcome to Buffalo. Wanted to know what's allowed you to have such a strong possession game, because going through your numbers, and I don't know if you pay any attention to that stuff, but looking through your numbers, I mean, you were able to maintain really strong numbers, even playing away from Drysdale and McDavid for most of the last 3 years. What's helped allow you to be so good on the puck?
Yeah, no, I don't really check that out much, but I don't know, maybe just the way I try to play the game with a lot of speed and a lot of pace, and I know it's tough to get the puck back. There's so many good players in this league, so I try to hold on to it and keep the puck as much as I can. And I can't really pinpoint one thing, but I think just kind of getting that confidence over the years to be able to make those plays and hold onto the puck.
What have you gotten to speak with Lindy Ruff at all about what kind of role you'll be playing and what he's looking for you to do?
I just had a quick introduction talk with him, but nothing too major.
What do you recall of playing against the Devils while he was a coach, while he was coaching them?
They played fast. The centers had the puck a ton through the neutral zone, and they attacked really well. They transitioned the puck really well. They seemed like they're making a ton of plays too. They're kind of always buzzing around the ice. So yeah,
appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to Buffalo. Just one quick question for me. Kevin Adams has spoken a lot this offseason about wanting this team to be tougher to play against this year. What do you feel like you bring to the table in helping that team kind of fit that description this season?
I think, I play the game, kind of on both sides of the puck. So, I think my defensive game really helps, be hard to play against. I can play, hopefully against those top guys and try and shut them down. But, I think just being, on the pucks, having the puck, it's kind of tough to score or get scored against when you have it. And I think when you play with pace, it's obviously, tough. It's tiring, ties your team down. So kind of like that.
Thank you.
Ryan, I mean, the Stanley Cup final ends. What's it like? You don't even really have much time to reflect on your season, the whole journey that you just went through the last 9 months. I mean, can you just take us through, what the couple of days were like leading up to this? And of course, where were you when you found out about the deal? I know you said you weren't expecting it. I mean, especially the timing of it so soon after your season ends. I just can't imagine having to wrap up such an emotional, moment in your career and then for something like this.
Yeah, just, it's kind of just taking some time off, enjoying, a little bit of downtime since after the season. I was actually at my buddy's wedding. I was taking wedding photos there, so I got the call. It was a little funny then. And then, the emotion, obviously, super excited. A little whirlwind. You don't really know what's going on or anything, but just super excited. Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think they have a great group there. It seems like they have a bunch of great guys too. So I'm excited to get down there and meet everyone.
What'd you learn through that playoff run about, just yourself as a player, what it takes to win in those situations and, just in terms of what you can take moving forward as you go through your career here?
It's tough to win. You kind of learn that. Obviously, it's tough to make the playoffs, and then especially, winning each round is really tough and gets harder every time. So just kind of how much it takes, how hard it is, and I think the biggest thing that we did in Edmonton is we try to keep our confidence as high as we could. We're trying to make plays with the whole playoffs. I think I could try to bring that into next season more.
Thanks.
Ryan, as far as last season goes, just the season as a whole, you guys obviously had that weak start that you got going. Just what lessons, I guess, will you take with you for how you guys came together, you know, in whenever November, December, and just took off and put that in the past?
It kind of don't stop believing. I think we had a great group there, and, you know, we kind of got off to a rocky start, and I think everyone kind of doubted us out, and, you know, we were kind of playing with a little bit of edge on our shoulder and a little bit of chip, and, you know, we kind of just had such a good belief in our room that we would, you know, come out of that stronger, and I think we did a great job of that. But just lessons, you know, everything's a tough league to win in, and it's the margin of error is so small that, you know, those little things really, really do matter. And over 82 games, it's going to, if you do it the right way, it's going to, you know, balance out. So just kind of playing the game the right way and, you know, try to keep your confidence as high as you can.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.